AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. PayPal's 174 million share rebound week still lacks an active trend signal. PayPal jumped 22.1% in the week to 17 July on more than twice normal volume, ranking first in U.S. credit services. But ShareMaestro's weekly regime signal remains inactive, and relative strength is still negative. Research brief. PayPal closed at $56.56 after a sharp recovery week, backed by 174.4 million shares of volume, equal to 2.2x its 13-week average. The move pushed the stock 19.2% above its weekly trendline and lifted four-week performance to 33.1%. Yet the setup remains a deep recovery attempt rather than a confirmed trend regime. The stock is still 10.9% below ShareMaestro fair value and 28.2% under its 52-week high. Key points. 1. PayPal rose 22.1% for the week and 33.1% over 4 weeks, the strongest weekly and four-week showing in its U.S. credit services group. 2. Volume reached 174.4 million shares, 2.2x the 13-week average, and 2.1x the 52-week average, giving the price move unusually strong participation. 3. The close at $56.56 sits 19.2% above the $47.46 trendline, but the trend signal is still inactive, with zero active weeks in the 52-week window. 4. Market dynamics improved, with activity pressure positive at 0.81, while relative strength remains negative at -9.46. 5. Risk evidence is still mixed. 13-week volatility is 7.2%, downside weeks outnumber upside weeks, 29 to 23, and the share remains 28.2% below its 52-week high. Volume gives PayPal's recovery more weight. PayPal delivered the standout move in financial services for the week to 17 July, rising 22.1% to $56.56. The stock ranked first for the week in both the broad U.S. financial services group and the U.S. credit services industry, well ahead of sector average weekly performance of 0.4% and an industry average decline of 0.8%. The quality of the move improved because participation arrived with price. Weekly volume rose to 174.4 million shares versus a 13-week average of 80.5 million and a 52-week average of 83.8 million. That 2.2x volume ratio is important because PayPal's earlier recovery from the June low area had been steadier than decisive, with the stock moving from $41.29 on 5 June to $46.32 on 10 July before the latest jump. The price move is ahead of the signal state. The latest close is 19.2% above ShareMaestro's weekly trendline at $47.46, shifting the weekly price action back into constructive territory. 4-week return now stands at 33.1%, while the 12-week return is 12.4%. The longer view is less clean. 26-week performance is essentially flat at 0.1%, and the 52-week return remains negative at -23.1%. That split explains the signal caution. PayPal's trend backdrop is still inactive, with trend breadth at 0.0% for the stock's own 52-week signal history. ShareMaestro's expectancy read is undecided at a score of 50 and probability of 51.53%. So the current evidence points to a sharp recovery attempt rather than a fully confirmed weekly regime change. Credit services context is supportive, but relative strength has work to do. Group conditions are broadly helpful. In U.S. financial services, 53.0% of constituents have active weekly trend signals, 87.0% show positive market dynamics, and 50.0% carry positive relative strength. In U.S. credit services, trend breadth is 50.9%, and positive activity pressure is 84.9%, although relative strength breadth is thinner at 28.3%. PayPal's own market dynamics has turned positive, with activity pressure at 0.81, but relative strength remains negative at -9.46, despite improvement over the past 4 weeks. That leaves a clear distinction between price recovery and confirmed peer relative demand. On weekly performance, PayPal ranked 6th out of 993 U.S. financial services names, but the relative strength signal has not yet caught up with the price shock. Valuation gap and drawdown keep the rebound under review. the share is still only 45.2% through its 52-week range, between a low of $38.21 and a high of $78.80. It trades 10.9% below ShareMaestro fair value at $63.5, which may frame room for further reassessment, but it also shows that the market is not yet pricing the recovery as complete. Risk remains material. The stock is 28.2% below its 52-week high. 13-week weekly return volatility is 7.2%, compared with a 52-week base of 6.2%. And the past year has produced 29 downside weeks versus 23 upside weeks. The next tests are whether price can hold above the trend line, whether activity pressure continues to build, and whether another above-average volume week follows, rather than a one-week burst. Research note. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.